This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the dojo. I'm Marissa Garza. I'm joined here by Jason Reed, and we are here to talk about Cobra Kai Season 5. Can you believe it?
I'm so excited. Cobra Kai Season 5 might just be embers right now in everyone's thoughts, but we are the gasoline.
We are, yes.
To set it aflame,
fire.
To get your juices ready, to get your thoughts pumped up towards Cobra Kai Season 5. Forget I said juices. I don't want
quiet.
Bad thoughts.
No juices.
Quiet. No juice. We're here to get you pumped up for Cobra Kai Season 5. If you've seen the trailers for this thing, I think you're probably already pretty pumped up. This is the trailers were crazy.
Well, and remember, they shot this way before. Yeah. This was shot.
It's been in the vault.
Yeah, it's been there. So the trailer is, quite a masterpiece of trailers, I'd say. Mm-hmm. But yes, we are your crew who will be taking you through the season. We are the John Kreese of our podcast. I don't really know if that's true, but the guy who started it all, our Sensei Wiggler, could not join us today.
I think Wiggler was more of a Danny, I would
he
think.
He is than totally a Danny. I was like, he is not a Kreese, but he's a Danny.
Danny's the middle-aged dad, in a 30-something-year-old, guy's body. He's the dad we all crave. He's such a nice guy.
Yes.
He's the Danielson of this podcast network for sure.
Yeah, and I would say, Emily is the Mrs. LaRusso. It fits. It makes it work.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. 100%. Well, we will be, like I said, walking you through the season. The season starts, can you believe it? It starts on the 9th of September, which is next week. So our coverage will start then.
Well, yeah. I think we were all expecting once season 4 ended that we're going to get this probably in January, because that's usually when Cobra Kai comes about. But they surprise us with a few months early. It's not that often you get a surprise early, Christmas present. It's always these shows are always we gotta push it back, we're still doing stuff. Cobra's like, no, we are so excited about this season, we are ready to give it to you early.
So yeah, coverage starts on September 9th, and we are going to do the review of the first episode right after the season launches, and then we're going to dive in deep, go to binge the whole thing, we'll do a binge cast, and then we will be releasing one by one episode recaps throughout the rest of the season. So if you're into Cobra Kai, we've got enough coverage, we've got a lot of coverage for you. I don't know if it's enough because I haven't seen the season yet, and I still can never really get enough of Cobra Kai, but we have a lot.
We've got Cobra content for you. Cobra content coming out of our ears.
Yes. So you can find all of those podcasts. Just search Cobra Kai anywhere. Cobra Kai post show recaps anywhere you get your podcasts, and you should see our Cobra Kai feed show up. Or if you want to go to it directly, you can go to postshowrecaps.com/Cobra Kai. We'd also like to invite you to join in the conversation along the way. You can always send us feedback on our Twitter, which we will talk about at the end of the podcast, but you can also send us email at cobrakai@postshowrecaps.com. So before we jump into it all, hey, Jason, why? What's your Cobra? Why do you watch Cobra Kai?
I watch Cobra Kai because it's badass, because I was such a fan of the Karate Kid franchise when I was younger. I probably came to it not when it came out, but probably, you know, a few years down the road. My first, you know, I've told this on these podcasts before, but my very first Karate Kid movie was The Next Karate Kid, featuring Hilary Swank.
You do.
Which I'm still holding out hope that she at some point shows up to this fun, you know, this fun adventure that the rest of the Karate Kid mythos is going on. But that's where I started my journey. And then, you know, a ways after that, I discovered Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. It's like, oh, wait, there was more before The Next Karate Kid? So then I discovered Karate Kid, loved it, you know, was off my mind for a while. And then YouTube Red, y'all remember that, came out and said, hey, we're doing a Cobra Kai series featuring Johnny Lawrence. And it's like, wow. Really? Like, that's crazy. Didn't watch it on YouTube Red. I was like, I'm not paying YouTube Red, so I'm not going to do that.
I remember thinking that was such a stretch. I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean you're making this Karate Kid show and you're putting it on YouTube Red? Like, this, like many things in my life, when it comes to TV, I'm like, that'll never fly. And then it's like the biggest show or like five something I really love. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm not gonna pay to watch it. I'm interested in it. I'm not gonna pay to watch it because that was the only thing on YouTube right at the time. So it was like, okay, maybe catch it at some other point when they make it free. But then Netflix, the hero / maybe not hero, some of us look up to or down at.
Yeah, the something.
Sometimes they're the villain, sometimes they're the hero. So they came out and said, hey, we're gonna take over Cobra Kai from YouTube Red. We're gonna put the series on Netflix. Like, oh, I already have Netflix, I can check it out. Finally checked it out. Oh my gosh, loved it from first season to now. And that's my Cobra Kai. I just love the fact that this series is taking the whole franchise. There's something from Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. We haven't seen any next Karate Kid yet.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers
crossed. But they're taking aspects from every single movie, which can be taken as three separate movies or three different, you know, sets of characters in them and meshing them all together. Yeah. So that's something you don't find a lot. And it's something that I really enjoy about this series.
Yeah. For me, I basically watched it because Josh told me to watch it because I was really into Ted Lasso. And he's like, hey, this Ted Lasso and Cobra Kai could be a good mix. So I was in the Discord and just like, yeah, watch the show. And I did. And I think most famously mentioned on this podcast, I watched all 4 seasons in the span of 2 weeks. And then I went back and watched Karate Kid 3 because I needed to know. I just needed to know about Terry Silver before Terry Silver showed back up. So I watched that. And then I watched season 4. So there was a good, like, 2022 started off very Cobra Kai heavy. And so I'm glad to be back with it. I love, like you were saying, like the world building and the world continuation from the movies into now, and the fact that, like, that it spans so many generations and characters too. Like, you still have, like, Danny's still dealing with some of the stuff that he did in the movie, and also you can see how that, like, passes on to other generations, and that stuff will always get me. You'll always get me to watch a show when you've got some sort of generational aspect to it, or people still learning lessons. And who can say no to Johnny Lawrence and his van.
Yeah, and I think Johnny Lawrence is the biggest surprise of Cobra Kai, that they make this work the way that they do. And they really kind of take the Karate Kid movies and turn it on its head a little bit and make you look at it from a different perspective. Like, yeah, we look at the Karate Kid movies and we're like, oh my gosh, Danny was so wronged. Danny was such a good guy. And then Cobra Kai comes along, it's like, oh, I mean, Johnny Lawrence has a side here too. Like, Johnny Lawrence has perspective, and he has a way that he looked at it to make you look at him like not as this like horrible villain that was made famous. And I mean, Johnny Lawrence is like the like poster boy for the the poster boy for like the for villains in movies. Like, it's a Johnny Lawrence side that is seemingly irredeemable, that is like, you know, just this bad guy. And then the show is like, no, it may be not. He's redeemable. Here, take this. Well,
yeah, and like how does that can translate to real life, and making sure that you're not like necessarily seeing people as one thing, and really kind of opening it up to the fact that there could be a lot more behind that person, and they maybe aren't just the big jerk face, or there's a really good reason that they are a big jerk face, or they're, you know, some people, I don't know. But I love the character development on the show too. And with Johnny Lawrence, you never really know where he's going to go. He kind of keeps me on my toes a little bit. Danny is a little bit more predictable. And I also love like the setup between the groups of kids, how they try to like, they're always flipping sides. So one time I tried to explain this to my parents, I was like, okay, so this Cobra Kai show is like, these people are on the side, and then these people are on the side, but then at one point, like, these people go to this side, and this person's on this side, and then they're like, what? You need, like, a diagram with, like, string to kind of explain it. But I think that really speaks to the fact that people can switch sides all of the time. Like, not everything is permanent, and you can change your mind, and you can change different sides. And I really enjoy that aspect of the show as well. It's like a for Charlie sure. Day meme behind me with like all of the different points to where people ended up. Yes.
Yeah, but it's like, Miguel is a good guy. He was bad for like three episodes, and then he went to the good side, and now Robbie was bad. Now then he was kind of good, then he's bad again, and now he's kind of good again.
Yeah, I mean, and then Tori was like here, and then she like memes LaRusso, and then that happened, and now I don't know where she is. I don't know where Tori is.
But you could really see the good potential in Tori. Yeah. If there was a criticism that I had of Cobra Kai, it's just that it seems that by the end of the series, just the way that I think it's going to happen, everyone's going to turn to the good side. I really want people to root against, and I think that's where I enjoy the character of Terry Silver as he is right now the most. He's just a villain that I can root against. He is someone that I can say, no, F that guy. I never want him to be a good guy. I want him to, by the end of the series, to skulk off and just lick his wounds. I don't want him redeemed. So I'm hoping that's where they're going with Terry Silver. But yeah, I think the thing is, like, everyone kind of goes through this quote unquote journey as it is, and they always end up being like on the good side of things. Like, I'm not sure how many people like was going to be left on the Cobra Kai side that we care about by the time the season or the show was over.
Do you think the show will just go on forever and people will just continuously keep changing sides? Like, because right now, I have to say, because they filmed this season, season 5, ahead, like so ahead, I was looking at like promo pictures with the actors, and they are like way older now.
they are the Stranger Things kids.
I'm like, oh my, did you graduate college? What's happening?
Is Robbie actually 45?
Like, yeah, like, so they're, you know, they have the potential to continue the timeline because,
well, as last season showed us, they are not strangers to introducing new generation kids into the mix. We got Anthony LaRusso taking a more prominent role last season. We got Kenny last season to kind of like, I guess, freshen up the cast, I guess. But I think that the end line for this show should be season 6. I think that'd be a good spot.
You think we're good at 6?
Yeah, I think we're good at 6 because I think something I said on the last season's podcast, where Kenny feels like a recycled Miguel storyline. Mm-hmm. So I don't really want to keep going through that. I don't want to keep going having new characters like, oh, this is the new Kenny. That was the old Miguel. I don't want to be going through. I don't want to be here at season 15 going like, yeah, season 15, Cobra Kai, we're here. I don't know why we're here. I don't want to get to that point. I want to still be excited when I get Agreed. To when we get to talk about Cobra Kai, which I still am at this moment and would be for another season. I'm down for season six, no problem, without even having seen season five. I just question where they can go past a season six.
Yeah, as long as Terry Silver leaves on a helicopter like an evil villain, I think I'm okay with it. Like,
totally fine with that.
Yeah, I think that's how it should go. Well, speaking of season five, why don't we review where we left off in season four for those of you who don't remember? So of course, like any good Cobra Kai season, even though they're all good, but I have to say some of my favorite ones are the ones with an All Valley tournament. So we had an All Valley at the end of season four. Tori, in quotation marks, won this tournament because it turns out that Terry Silver paid off the judges. So, and this was a big buildup because she was like trying to redeem herself and talking to Amanda LaRusso about like changing your life and, you know, rewriting your story and all this stuff. And she's like, if I can win, I'll be somebody. But Terry kind of robbed her of that. So yeah, we had that going on.
Yeah, really interesting to see where we pick up with that once he comes to the new season.
Yeah. Do you think that Amanda's going to still want like be in Tori's life?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they would have built all that up for them to have just abandoned in this season because she, you know, beat her daughter in karate, maybe crookedly, maybe not. I think Tori will be looking for some redemption slash revenge in this season against Terry. So I'm excited to see that for sure.
Yeah, it should be good. We also had like the makeup of like everybody made up sort of at the end of this. We had Sam, who was fighting Samantha LaRusso, was fighting with her dad over like how what style of karate should be and how that because she was jumping off buildings with Johnny Lawrence at some point during season four and trying to be an Eagle Fang and all this stuff. And so Sam and Daniel meet up, and then Johnny and Daniel meet up. There was that famous co-champion announcement at the All Valley where Daniel made sure that Johnny was acknowledged as a champion of the All Valley tournament. And there was the big, they hugged it out for like a moment.
Such a moment. One of the top moments of that finale in my mind for Daniel to make that move for Johnny was a great moment in that finale. With all the kumbayas we got though, we also got like a couple of split ups. Miguel got, you know, super upset at Johnny because he felt like Johnny, I guess, wasn't looking out for his best interest. Kind of wanting him to go back into the karate tournament even though he was injured.
He had like that whole like leg splint situation. Yeah. It wasn't just like a scratch. It was like a big deal.
Yeah, it felt more like Johnny wanted to win the tournament more than he looked out for Miguel. So Miguel, boo, went and took off down to Mexico to find his real father.
Yeah, because he had learned about his dad during season four as well. He just up and leaves. And meanwhile, John Kreese ends up in jail because I forget what he did. What did he do?
So John Kreese got framed by Terry Silver.
Yeah, I was like, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, he got framed by Terry Silver for beating up Stingray, who is like one of the most ridiculous characters you can find running in any show right now, I think. So Terry Silver beat the crap out of Stingray. And I guess, what was it? He promised him that he could be part of Cobra Kai.
Right.
If he said that Kreese was the one that beat him up. So Kreese got arrested for that. So it looks like we'll be seeing some of Kreese in jail this season.
Yes. We don't know if that's where he will stay the whole season, but we do know he will be in jail this season.
We did theorize on the wrap-up podcast last year that that a bunch of the Cobra Kai cast would break Kreese out of prison Fast and Furious style. I would love to see that, but I don't know if we'll see that.
That or like he has some sort of Nam connection. It was like someone from Nam that will get him out.
A crew from Nam of older gentlemen are going to come break him out of prison.
Yeah, I feel like the retirement crew coming in. And then we had like the territory war that was happening or starting to happen at the end of season four, because Terry ended up being in control of Cobra Kai and Chosen was brought in by Daniel to help beef up Miyagi-Do, because there was this whole like agreement that if Cobra Kai won, Miyagi-Do would have to cease to exist. So I think Miyagi-Do will cease to exist, but it will also evolve and change into a new do.
Yeah,
the do must rise.
I think we'll see a chosen do, maybe. I think the interesting thing about Daniel and Miyagi-Do is the evolution of Miyagi-Do from just it's just defensive tactics, we're not aggressive, into, he kind of merged a little bit with the Eagle Fang techniques last season. It seems like from what we're seeing, things will get even more intensified in Miyagi-Do. Wondering if maybe by the end of the series, it's not called Miyagi-Do anymore because it's so different. But we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah, one of the things that I was really wanting to see coming out of last season was for Daniel to have his own do, like his own type of karate, his own style, because throughout, especially with my focused concentration watching all of the Cobra Kai and some of the movies, you really just see how much Daniel is holding on to the teachings of Mr. Miyagi, and really just it's very black and white for him. This is the way. It's very Mandalorian as well. This is the way, this is how we're going to do it. And he's finding out through his interactions with Sam and what Sam is choosing to do and the kids around him and his relationship with Johnny that, hey, maybe that's not the case. So I really want to see him carve his own path at the same time as all of the other things that are happening in the season. So I too hope there is a Daniel Doe at the end of season 5.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So that's where we left off in season 4. We both have watched the trailer. Jason, what did you think?
Trailer was very intense.
You know what
seems
else is intense?
What's that?
Campers. Just had to say it. It's one of my favorite jokes. Continue.
Okay, that I have to recover for a second from that. I had to stop laughing. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah, so bad it's good, Marissa. Don't be down on your comedy. It was very good.
Thank you.
Yes, the trailer. I don't know what I was expecting, but this seems to be next level. We got Sensei's coming out of a plane,
right?
We got just really intense stuff. There's not a lot of comedy in the trailer. There's a small bit. I think one of the things that Cobra Kai does really well is to integrate the comedy with the action and the drama. We did see a little bit of Johnny being an Uber driver.
Yeah.
So that's where some of the comedy comes in. But yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised by the trailer. And, I don't know if you want to break it down piece by piece.
Yeah.
One
thing to mention is we are referring to the most recent trailer. There had been other trailers that had come up before that where I think we saw a little bit more of the comedic aspect. We had Johnny and Miguel at some luchador match in FBI shirts and all this stuff. So I think there is comedy, but this in the trailer, I think that was released on the 16th of August. 2022. This is the one that we're breaking down. So the trailer starts with, you know, Terry Silver being introduced as a philanthropist.
Yeah, and the interesting, like, I broke this thing down, like, the Zapruder film. Like, the interesting thing that I saw from that scene is that Amanda LaRusso is in the audience of that event. And throughout this whole trailer, Amanda seems to be, like, very involved.
Yeah.
Which is something that is a little surprising to me. I knew that she would be involved to an extent, but she seems to be, like, you know, arm in arm. I mean, it seems like this whole side of the Daniel side is going to be Daniel, Chosen, Amanda, and Johnny kind of forming like this group that's going to take on Terry Silver in whatever way that presents itself.
Yeah, but I think like Amanda's karate is more of the mind. So I think she's like totally going to buddy up with Terry, I think, to like get some information that she can use against Daniel, like in some way. Like maybe there's some sort of community. Maybe it has to do with Tori. Maybe there's like some sort of function or something like that that brings them together. But she also in this trailer gets very mad at Daniel. Like,
yeah, for sure. Like,
you fix it. Like if you're gonna fix it, because I have a feeling like she thinks she could fix it in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, she thinks she can fix it in her, like, you know, in her way. In the, you know, we don't need karate to fix this. We'll just ruin him in another way so he'll leave us alone. Yeah. But that probably won't work. There's probably going to have to be some kicky punchy going on to solve this problem.
I don't know of any other way. I mean, media only teaches me karate is the way to solve the quarrels in the world.
You solve all your problems with fists and feet. I don't understand where the disconnect is. That's how you solve all your problems in the world.
Yeah, what is
because the only media I consume is Cobra Kai. So that's taught me how to live my life.
Yeah, that's it. And you have to have, you know, two sides up against each other. So yeah, what was next in the trailer?
So we got a little bit of Johnny Uber driving.
Yes.
So seeing that he's kind of given up the sensei life. After all this, I would assume that this is going to be what happens after he goes back from Mexico.
I have to assume as well,
because it seemed like at the end of season 4 he was directly going to Mexico to retrieve Miguel.
And very famously on our wrap-up podcast, we put a lot of stock in the
a lot of stuff. We said, I remember saying 8 episodes no less will be spent in Mexico with Johnny. And it just seems like from the trailers we've gotten, I don't know if there's going to be more than 2. Like,
yeah, we'll see. We'll see where it lands.
Johnny's very involved in this trailer on the Valley side of things.
He is. Do you think the only way I could think of this is that he needs like gas money to get to Mexico? So maybe he's like
trying to
Uber it up before going. But
that's very good, actually. That's pretty funny. I would like to see that. That's funny. He did have some fun interactions with some of his passengers. Are you Michael? I'm Michaela.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And it's like, oh, it is totally when he comes back from Mexico. So I'm looking at the screen right now, and he's got like a little sombrero on the rearview mirror. So I believe that would be either motivation or it's a souvenir from when he came back. But he's totally using the Eagle Fang van this entire time. I have to say, if I were on the Cobra Kai PR team, I would 100% wrap cars and have Uber drivers and Lyft drivers.
Yeah, that'd be funny. The Cobra Kai PR machine has done well, though. Like, seeing these billboards of, like, Eagle Fang, out of business. Miyagi-Do, like, out of business. And then seeing the Cobra Kai billboards has been a really fun touch, I think, trying to make it seem like it's a real world.
Well, especially because billboard is what kind of started the whole thing within the storyline of Cobra Kai. Because Johnny saw Daniel's billboard.
That makes sense.
Like, no. This is what we got to do. Yeah. And we also see, speaking of Daniel, he's like, I got to shut it down. I alone can fix this. It's on me. Like, I have to take all the, this is another thing I hope Danny like learns throughout the season is how to ask for help and how to accept help and to not put it all on his shoulders. But yeah, Miyagi-Do is closing its doors.
Because I'm a good guy and I got to stick with my agreement.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah, F that agreement. I'm staying.
Sign like, on the line? What, is there
like, make a contract?
Did you blood sign it? Like, what's happening here?
Right. F you, Terry Silver. I'm going to keep my dojo. That was a dumb bet I made anyway. I'm not gonna. But you know, Daniel is so forthright. You just gotta stick to his agreement. Whatever, bro. I also said I pay my student loans. Look where we are now.
Well, you know, thank you, I guess.
Well, yeah. Kind of. That's not this podcast, though.
But we do see what happens with the Cobra Kai. Definitely, this was mentioned in the season four as like franchising, and it was also like mentioned in Karate Kid 3 was the franchising of Cobra Kai as a whole. So this is like, this was Terry's vision from the start. And I remember last season really thinking about Terry Silver, because he comes in and he's like, he's got friends and he's like living this life. And then when he starts interacting with Cobra Kai, his social life kind of disappears. And like, we lose that part of Terry. Like, he's a horrible person, but like, there is another side to him that we don't, that he was living in between Karate Kid 3 and season 4 of Cobra Kai.
This blistering conflict between teenage children really poisoned his mind.
Yes,
it really turned him back to the dark side.
Yeah, watch out. Brought him back. And so he's got his business plan. It's got, there's maps, there's like private jets, there's, and it's like maps like Game of Thrones style maps with like figurines that were like putting all over the place.
We will claim all this territory.
Yeah. And he, you know, Jason, he's not just thinking of the valley.
Oh, you gotta think, like, it's kind of small potatoes to think of this as just a, I'm gonna just take over the valley. I mean, if you're in Terry Silver, like, this works. I'm gonna take this nationwide.
Like, blows my whole theory that karate only happens in the valley. Like, that,
I want Terry to go other places and they'd be like, karate, what is that? Like, oh, karate only happens in the valley. Like, this is the only place people have heard about karate is the valley. They're like, you want us to come and fight each other? Why would we do that? That's crazy.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be.
Like, oh, I guess it's only a thing in California. It's only in this small community.
Yeah.
Sorry, I guess I'll go back to where I came from. I thought this idea of franchising really, really kind of bombed.
But one of the things we do see in the trailer for the Cobra Kai side is they are welcoming new senseis, and we do have a female sensei. Now, I know you are a fan of The Next Karate Kid, which was a huge thing for me because it was like girls and karate. Anytime there's like girls in sports, I'm like, oh, yeah, because I just ended up covering League of Their Own, which was like one of my favorite movies growing up, turned to TV show, good time. But here we have a female sensei on the Cobra Kai side, not necessarily on the Miyagi-Do side. So what are your thoughts on this?
So, I mean, what I get from the trailers and from, there was also a little scene released, I think it might have been released within the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. It's Chosen and Daniel, and Chosen is talking to Daniel mm-hmm. about Terry Silver's, like, the way the style of karate he learned, which is, I think, called the Way of the Fist. And apparently this female sensei is the granddaughter of the sensei that came up with the Way of the Fist. So Terry's recruiting her to kind of beef up his students and even make Cobra Kai even more merciless than it was before. Because the thing that I get from the Cobra Kai teaching is it's not as intense as the Way of the Fist. It's because, you know, it's taught to children. So I think Terry references, like, your grandfather taught American soldiers this in the war. Mm-hmm. That I want you to teach my students this way. So it seems like he's trying to take Cobra Kai even above the no mercy notch that it is now.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's their chosen answer, I guess, because Chosen on the Miyagi-Do side is, you know, he talked about in season 3 of Cobra Kai how Miyagi-Do is like more than just defense, and there's like secret moves on scrolls that should only be used when they need to be used. And so
hit we'll probably see it this season at some point.
I hope it's like some sort of like video game cheat code or something. Like, I hope it's like,
well, this is how you kill your opponents. Like, oh my god, no, we don't want to do that. Miyagi, what's wrong with you?
Or like a Kill Bill type of motion. Spoilers for Kill Bill, you can't even see what I'm doing, but you know if you watch the movie, you know
if you know, you know.
Yeah. so something like that. So I do see the two of them, you know, going head to head, but they have like, a whole army, a cobra army.
It's like this, this squad battalion. One of them has an eye patch, so you know he's seen some stuff
or not
half of stuff.
So it seems some like stuff, I think is right. He's seen some stuff.
Yeah,
not all certain, the stuff.
In a certain field of vision, stuff. He's seen some stuff.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's this like hit squad of new senseis that are being brought in to just kind of really ratchet things up on the Cobra Kai side.
Yeah. Meanwhile, it looks like on the Miyagi-Do side, you know, Daniel's closing it down, but then we do get a lot of like conversation with him and Chosen, and then at one point Chosen and Johnny and Danny are all standing in the backyard of the place that's shut down.
Yeah, exactly. So at some point we know that there's a new entity, probably is that's not Miyagi-Do, it's going to be a different Do. But the thing that one of the things I'm most excited about that this trailer brought about was like Johnny and Chosen fighting side by side, which is just something
to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, like without Daniel to like hold us back. Like we are really going to F some stuff up without Daniel's goody two shoes around. He's like, don't hurt him. Like, no, me and Chosen are here to F some stuff up. And I'm excited to see that. I didn't even realize how excited I would be to see it until I saw it in the trailer. So that's pretty something badass. I'm looking forward to. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say. All right. So that I think sums up the adults in the trailer, but there's some stuff happening with the children's Niños. I thought things were supposed to get better after the tournament, but they're getting worse. Of course they are.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. There would be no show if things were all better.
Of course they are. We've got they like to fight by pools. We had a fight by the pool during the prom episode last season. We've got a fight by a pool.
These people are menaces in public spaces. Like, can I just enjoy my carnival or my mall experience or my water park experience without a teenage fight breaking out around me where I have to like run away from this fight? Like, can y'all like have your disputes in like your parents' house like you did a couple seasons ago? That's more contained and not ruining my good time I'm trying to have. It seems like everywhere I go in this valley, there's a freaking teenage fight that breaks out that I gotta go home for.
Do you remember that fight at Daniel's house was like, that was amazing. That was an insane. Epic. Yeah. So yeah, they're going to fight by the pool. I saw Kenny fighting with Hawk.
Yeah. That's going to be a good.
Yeah. And then I also saw Robbie, like, I know what it's like to get dark and deep and like hate all of the things. Robbie Mr. Miyagi?
Maybe. I know how it feels when things go too far.
Yeah, you hate things.
So I mean, if we see like Robbie looks like at some point is like either talking sense into Kenny or like getting ready to fight Kenny, and then Miguel comes in. Like it looks like the Mexico trip is not really gonna help the Miguel Robbie dynamic. Because there were a bunch of scenes in this trailer that Miguel and Robbie like fighting each other like hardcore. So I don't know if it looks like the Mexico trip is not going to work.
We had high hopes.
Yeah, we had hopes. We thought Robbie and Miguel would come back from Mexico. Maybe not the best of friends, but kind of neutral to each other. Doesn't look like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mexico can heal things, but maybe not all of those things. We do see one of the questions we had at the end of last season was like, where is Sam going to land? And we do see Sam practicing with Chosen in the backyard at some point with Robbie and the rest of the gang. So I guess she's choosing the Miyagi-Do side, even though there was a lot of talk between us with her going to Cobra Kai.
Josh's big thing at the wrap-up podcast last year was like, Daniel's going to send Sam into Cobra Kai, and she's going to be a double agent. I mean, I was never down with that. I was like, that seems a little too espionage for Daniel.
But what if the Miyagi mole is Amanda?
So I do think that maybe Tori might be the Miyagi mole through her relationship with Amanda. She'll say, hey, why don't you give some information? Or I did also, I believe I saw Devin Lee, who was introduced late last season, who joined Eagle Fang for the tournament. I believe I did see her fighting side by side with Tori in the Cobra Kai dojo. So that could also be our Miyagi-mo. Maybe we have multiple Miyagi-mos and no one knows each other's a Miyagi-mo. That would be
goodness.
Fun.
Oh my goodness. That's Shakespearean. We're bringing Shakespeare to Cobra Kai.
Yeah. So
please no.
So I'm not discounting that there may be a Miyagi-mo in the mix, which may either be Tori because she's upset about, you know, the fight being fixed. Mm-hmm. But I do think that is an option that we have in the season.
Yeah, there's got to be some espionage, some sneaky one way or another, because there's a map. Anytime there's a map, they're spying. That's my storytelling.
There's strategy. There's like you know, who can we have infiltrate the other side.
Anything we missed from the trailer?
No, I don't think so. I'm excited about all of the potential team ups. Mm-hmm. It does look like there's a cut that at some point in this trailer, Daniel is a little battered. So I'm wondering where that's going to come from. Is he going to fight Terry Silver? Is he going to fight Mike Barnes again, who comes back from Karate Kid
3?
Karate Kid 3, which is, you know, I mean, you had to have Mike Barnes come back.
I will say we called it, but I will say it was also really easy to call. But we did call it on our
So I don't know how involved he's going to be. He's not in this new trailer, but we do know that he is he is in the season.
He tweeted it.
Yeah, Daniel seems a little battle-worn at some point in the trailer, so I'm excited to see what that's going to come from. But yeah, other than that, I'm just excited for the team-ups that we're going to see. Like I said, the Chosen Johnny is a fun one, I think. I'm excited to see how Amanda is going to factor in, because it seems like she's going to be very involved.
Well, I think one of the things we talked about at the wrap up last season was that this will not be an all Valley season. And I think that's pretty true. But where do you see, based on the trailer, do you have any, like, do you want to call any shots at the end of the season? Like, do we think that Terry's still around?
It's hard for me to figure out where we would go after Terry. Terry seems like the ultimate big bad. There is a big bad from the next Karate Kid, but you know, he's not as ruthless as Terry Silver. Terry Silver seems like the boss of all bosses. So I don't think we're going to get rid of Terry this season. I'm excited to see, because it looks like in the trailer also we have some Miyagi-Dos fighting Cobra Kai in the Cobra Kai dojo in all of their like gis and stuff. So I'm wondering if there's like an exhibition in the Cobra Kai dojo. I don't know.
Well, one of the things that we talked about was like the redemption of Kenny and how he might need a tournament to figure, because the way to self-discovery in the Valley is through a karate tournament. Like, that's like how you really learn who you are.
It's like AA. Like, you need a meeting. Like, Kenny, do you need a tournament?
And you have to have blue mats. And that's how it goes.
Cobra Kai has black mats.
That's true. So he will only find out a little bit of himself. Yeah. It won't be blue mat revelations. It'll only be black mat revelations. But yeah, so maybe we'll see a little bit of that. I think Terry has to still be around at the end of the season. I think this is like a cliffhanger season, and it would be really surprising to me if they set this up with the release that is coming out in September of 2022, if we get season 6 in January of 2023. Like, I wonder if we're going to close it up that quick.
That's really, really
That's real quick. It's That's really quick. I know, but I don't know, because everybody's old. Like, I'm telling you, these kids.
they're all getting ready to die. They're all aging. We got to get this in the can and get this release or they all die.
Like, I don't know. We're going to have, like, Cobra Kai the college years. They're going to have, like, one of those weird rooms where they all have separate rooms but share the common area.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, the fights in the common area.
Big save by the Bell college years. Yes. Cool, you got there, Marissa. Yes.
Thank you. You know. So, yeah, I think.
Yeah, these kids got graduated at some point, right?
Yes.
Like, are they still all suspended from school from that big school fight? Like, I don't know. We have seen them in school since then, but yeah. That's got to come at some point. I mean, how long do you think this moment we are now, the start of season 5, is from the beginning of Cobra Kai? Like, how much time has passed, do you think? It's been since 2018 in our world.
Yes, I know. We were looking that up, and I was like, what do you mean 2018? That seems like 500 years ago. Like in Cobra Kai time, I think this is two summers.
Two summers. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Because, I mean, like you said, they're aging. Like, most of these cats, like, they should have been graduated from college already.
And I'm going to say, like, the adults are aging. Like, I don't want Johnny Lawrence to throw his back out. Like, I just...
I don't want, like, Daniel to break a hip on set.
Yes, exactly. Like, we have to protect. We must protect everyone. But, yeah, I mean, one other thing that we didn't talk about was... I just forgot it. That's it. I guess we covered all the bases. Yeah.
I am excited to see the first female sensei. That'll be fun. I think I'm wondering if by the end of it, much like everyone else besides Terry Silver and Kyler, my guy, is still on the villain. I think he's going to be on the villain train forever. He's not a big part of the show, but I just enjoy the fact that he's just so, like, villainous that it.
He's like, I know we said that, like, everyone has multiple sides, but I really think that Kyler has his side.
He's pretty one-dimensional. Like, yeah. That guy's just a bad guy. He's just a jerk. But yeah, for the first female sensei in the Cobra, in the Karate Kid mythos, I think it's going to be really fun. She seems really badass. I'm hoping by the end of the season she's not redeemed, which she probably will be.
Do you think she'll switch sides? Do you think...
Everybody switches sides. So I kind of hope not. Like I said, I want villains. I want people to root against. But yeah, everyone switches sides on this show. So who knows? But I'm excited to see her and see what she brings. And see, like, because in the trailer, she's like, I guess, teaching Tori and Devin. So I think that's a interesting aspect. We have Amanda kind of, you know, quote unquote, mentoring our female teenage cast in a way, but I think I like the fact that there's going to be a female on the karate aspect of things, being like a teacher and a mentor, because I mean, we've only had like these middle-aged old white men teaching these children so far. I think a different perspective and a different viewpoint is needed on the karate side.
I think that might play with Sam a little bit too, because she might be like, oh, look, as a girl, as a woman, I can go learn from her. Like, what, especially if there's more. I know that Sam and Daniel, like, made up at the end of last season.
You and Josh are really on this, like, Sam goes to the dark side train.
You think she's going to stay? She's going to stay on the light side. She's not going to go to the dark side.
I think she'll stay on the light side. I think she will appreciate what Chosen is going to bring to Miyagi-Do, because it really feels like Chosen is going to bring way more intense side to Miyagi-Do, even more than Eagle Fang.
Do you think she'll fight the sensei then? Like, there has to be like some interaction between Sam and the female sensei.
Because it feels like the Sam and Tori rivalry may have played its course. So that could be a thing for sure. I'm excited to see what other rivalries you might get out of this. Seems like Hawk and Kenny might be a thing.
And the Anthony LaRusso. Did we see him anywhere in the trailer? I couldn't find him.
Yeah, we did. But I can't stand Anthony LaRusso. Anthony LaRusso is one of the worst characters on the show. I'll just say
he
that.
He breaks tablets, though, Jason. He karate.
Well, no, Daniel broke the tablet.
That's right.
Over his knee. Quiet! Broken over his knee to silence Anthony, who needed to be silenced. But Anthony, from what I saw in the trailer, Anthony was the one that they were piling all of the inner tubes on and kicked him into the pool. And I did also see Anthony in the Miyagi-Do scenes bowing with the other
students. Because in last season, Kenny, like, stuffed him in a locker.
Yeah. And what I thought was going to happen last season, Anthony was going to be on Miyagi-Do, but it seems like it's going to happen this season instead. I mean, it was inevitable, pretty much.
I mean, I think it's easier because I think Daniel's going to be distracted with whatevs, and he can learn from Chosen. Like, I think that makes it easier for...
I just hope Anthony, you know, this is going to be redemption season for a few people. I think probably Kenny, probably Anthony by the end of the season. Maybe they will, you know, but if we're thinking of this fifth season as kind of a first part into a season six, maybe not. Maybe we'll still be in certain places by the end of the season, because it'll be a carryover. It won't feel like an ending. It will feel like a first part.
Yeah. If it's a penultimate season. We do love our penultimates around here.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? I mean, I think we covered all of our biggest hopes and hottest takes throughout our conversation. One of the things you said you were hoping to see was Johnny take more responsibility with his actions with Daniel. Maybe we'll see some of that. I think, like, with their team up, there's opportunity for that. to happen, like, because he does knock on Daniel's door. So
yeah, I think Johnny realizing that he was probably more in the wrong than Daniel would be important for his character. We've gotten a little bit of it, but not a full like responsibility taking of like, yeah, I was kind of a dick back then.
Yeah,
my bad. Listen, I've been banging this drum since last year. Last season, there was a tweet from one of the creators of the show that says blank. Yeah, it says blank is related to blank. Can you figure out who it is? I feel in my heart of hearts that Kenny is the adopted son of Hilary Swank's character in The Next Karate Kid. And Hilary Swank, even if it has to be the last freaking episode of this show.
I will tell you, there is more hope. I have more hope for this than I did last time we talked about this, because Hilary Swank is on a network television show.
Let's right go. Now. Exactly. So. If you could take your time to do this rinky dink show, I think it's what, in Alaska or something? Yes. I forgot what it's called. If you can take your time to do the Rinky Dink show, you have time to come on one of the bigger franchises of Netflix. Okay, Hillary, you're not too good for us. Okay, you're not too good for Cobra Kai. Come on down.
I think she has to. I think like if this show is going to do its legacy like good, it needs to bring her in at some point.
Hillary, don't be too stuck up for us. Come on.
Are you sure it's not like the female sensei is related to Chosen?
I mean,
that's a burst your bubble. Like,
that could be it. Okay, I guess. But I really want, because there was such a big focus on Kenny's like home life. We met Kenny's dad.
Yeah, agreed.
His dad is a soldier overseas. He talks to Kenny. They reference his mom, but we never see his mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Mom was referenced a lot.
I mean, it could happen.
If we're forming the like Avengers Endgame of like Miyagi's students or Miyagi's friends, we got Chosen, we got Daniel, Hillary has to join the fray at some point. It's just right. It's only the right thing to do, Hillary. Hillary, I know you listen to this podcast. I know you hear my voice. Come on over, Hillary. Come on.
And then like the rising sun, Mr. Miyagi will rise up and look down on everyone.
We see Hillary, Chosen, and Daniel walking on down a street, and then in the sunset above them all, we see the face of Mr. Miyagi, digital CGI face of Miyagi nodding.
Yes.
Like, good job.
Yeah.
All.
You did.
Like, and you know, I think in how we continue this story, I would love to see like some more of backstory of Miyagi, like maybe meet some students of Miyagi that we've never met before.
He had
more students. There's a photo that was released of the season that's like Chosen and Johnny and Daniel. In the background, there's a bunch of like other dressed people behind them. I'm like, what if this was like Avengers Endgame? Like, we've got
on your left,
and yeah. You get, like, well, all yeah, these- all Miyagi students come up. Like, we've got Terry and his sensei crew up against Daniel and his Miyagi core.
Well, they're gonna need to beef up the numbers because Cobra Kai has like we were saying, the army of the franchised army happening all throughout the valley and then some. So it wouldn't be surprising. Like, okay, fine. Okay, Terry, think outside the valley. Miyagi's thinking around the globe. They're calling
this man
the
global
okay? team.
Exactly. That's perfect. Perfect. You know, there's going to be a lot of red shirts on the Cobra Kai side.
Yeah.
Surprise, some red shirts on the Miyagi-Do, whatever they call it, side. Like, where did these other students come from? Right? Do they have eight students or do they have 20? Because there are points in the show where it's like, who is that guy? Like, where'd that guy come from? It's just like an extra that's like, we just need to beef up the numbers a little
bit. Kind of like, hey, do you want to be on the show? Just come on the show for like 2 seconds.
They just walk around the lot like, hey, you want to be an extra on the show real quick? You just got to stand there and do some fake karate.
It is pretty fake karate sometimes. Well, I think that wraps it up for us in terms of hyping up. I hope you're hyped. I'm hyped. Are you hyped?
I'm so hyped. I'm ready for this to happen. And just speaking with you, it just made my hypeness even more.
Yes, it's so badass. We're going to do it. It's going to be so fun. And we hope you join us for the entire time. Like I said, you can find all of our podcasts by searching Cobra Kai Post Show Recaps wherever you get your podcasts. And you can find our feed, every single podcast that we release for this season. We'll go into that feed. And like I said, we are going to, right as soon as we can, record the first episode recap, and then we're going to binge it just like everybody else and do a binge recap so that we can get our thoughts all together for that as soon as possible. So stay tuned for that. Otherwise, you can catch things on Mondays and Thursdays throughout the season. Hey, Jason, are you up to anything else other than Karate in the Valley?
I mean, as much as I would love for Karate in the Valley to be the only thing in my life, I do have to take breaks from Karate in the Valley to do other things. So at the moment, I have a few things going on. I have my podcast that covers the TV show, the reality show Married at First Sight. It is, the podcast itself is called A Perfect Match. I do that show with Asia Welch as my co-host, who, Marissa, I know that you just talked to on A League of Their Own. So we do that show every week. Come and join us. Really fun talk about really stupid people doing really stupid stuff.
And you got a theme song.
We have a theme song. The theme song is bomb. If you don't, if you come for nothing else, come for the theme song and turn it off if you want. But come for that. It's on the Rob Has a Podcast Network. Just search A Perfect Match in your podcast catcher. You'll find it. I'm also on this here network, Post Show Recaps, doing She-Hulk along with my co-host Sasha Joseph every week. If you're digging She-Hulk, if you're loving She-Hulk, come over. We talk, we break it all down, we talk all about it. We have fun while doing it. Yeah, that's what I'm working on at the moment. So I'm juggling a few things in the air right now. And Marissa, I know that you have like always had like whole scrolls of things you're doing. So drop it on us.
I just keep them for when I need them.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the scrolls have been wrapped up a little bit. I had finished covering The Bear with LaTanya Starks, which was, we called it the show of the summer. I think people think of it as the show of the summer. Follows a kitchen in Chicago. So if you're into that or have picked that up, there's a whole season of podcasts waiting for you there. We had a lot of fun guests, so feel free to check that out. And I also wrapped up, or will be wrapping up by the time this drops, League of Their Own coverage. League of Their Own was a reboot of the 1992 movie. It's what I am classifying as important television. It tells really great stories from many, many different viewpoints, and I could talk about it for hours, and I did, but I could still continue talking about it for hours. So if you're interested in that, feel free to find that on the Post Show Recaps feed as well. Otherwise, I'm hanging out in the Post Show Recaps Discord, which is the start of the month. So if you'd like to join us there, you can do so at postshowrecaps.com/Patreon or patreon.com/postshowrecaps, whichever one you'd like. And if you join us at any level, you can get access to the Discord and join our very fancy Cobra Kai channel that has a broom and a leg.
For I wonder what that leg means. Very subtle.
I love it. It's my favorite thing. You could join us to talk about the show or really anything else. We'd love to see you there. And you also get access to ad-free versions of a lot of our podcasts. So there's benefits galore to join us on Patreon. Hope to see you there. Otherwise, I'm on Twitter at Mars Bars, MarzBrs. Anything else, Jason?
No, I think that's it. I hope you all are just teeming with anticipation of the show, just as we are, and ready to follow along with us as we have fun talking about this fun show.
Yeah. So until next time, Cobra bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.